Shillong time for Daily Market Wrap this Friday, March 8, 2024. Stocks in Asia tracked Wall Street's gains on more dovish signaling from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, with focus now on a key jobs report due later in the day. The regional gauge up for a third day following another all-time high performance of the S&P 500 in the previous session. Here at home, the PSE index reversed earlier weakness to jump 1.5% or 105 points to 69.42 and climb for seventh week in a row.
We are still in a pre-market bullish, pre-bull market. So if you are late in hopping on the market, you still have a chance to, you know, accumulate slowly during the corrections. This correction should not fear you, because this correction is what we call, as technical analyst, a healthy correction.
We're playing a bit of catch up in so far as the last 5 years where market didn't really go anywhere, no? So you have exceptional earnings growth expectations, really, really undemanding valuations for the Philippine market. So as the U.S. has gone its, or as it had already generated stellar performance in the past few years, at this point, parang if it continues on, you will have investors looking for other places to go. We've always said, even last year, that for us, fair value for the market is about 7,300. 7,300 last year, and yet we ended like a full 1,000 points below that. No? Coming into this year, we were being a bit more conservative or managing. It's really the valuation expectations that's the tricky variable. But because its sentiment has improved significantly, and doing a bit of bottom-up or taking a bottom-up approach to going for an index target, we're actually at 8,000 from a fair value standpoint. So, you know, we won't get there in one go, but certainly there are checkpoints along the way. 7.3, we think, is yet another short-term, medium-term resistance.
In corporate stories, Robinson's Land posts a 7% increase in fourth quarter profit at 3.2 billion pesos, bringing full-year net income to 12 billion, also up 24%, primarily fueled by its malls, hotels, and joint ventures. Although revenue slipped due to high base effect in 2022 with the recognition of the revenue contribution from China's Panpientia development project. Excluding China, consolidated revenues would have been up by 28% year-on-year. Breaking down its portfolio, the investment portfolio contributed 69% of RLC's revenues, primarily driven by the malls, hotels, RLX, and office businesses. In other news, ASEN and its wholly owned subsidiary, Pivotar Energy, signed a shareholders and investment agreement with Bright Knight APAC BV for the ownership and management of Pivotar as a designated renewable energy platform for the development, construction, and operation of utility-scale RE projects in the Philippines. In other news, the Board of Keppel Philippines has approved the sale by its 51% owned subsidiary, Goodswill Marine Realty, of a 24.9-hectare property in Barangays San Miguel, San Roque, Bawan, Batangas, for about 1.5 billion pesos. The sale comes after a strategic review of investments and the opportunity to sell the land at valuation. And finally, AC Motors is now rebranded into AC Mobility, reflecting the transformation of Ayala's mobility business from one that was predominantly focused on selling automotive vehicles to an end-to-end mobility provider that encompasses service, infrastructure, and eventually digital platforms. AC Mobility, which serves as the Philippine distributor of Kia, Volkswagen, and BYD passenger cars, currently manages a network of 33 EV charging stations in 16 Ayala Land-operated locations, with a name to add 100 more in at least 40 locations within the year. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.